you to know. I, Doug Steffen, want you, all of you, including Misty Price, Gino Vokes, Betty Diamond, Terry Adams, Gene Tadanonio, Andrew Thal, Billy Hill, Maureen Pregon, Sherry Belgium. I want you all to know that there are other things going on in the world today than the murder and mayhem that seems to be on the top of lots of people's minds. So we will not go there. You all know those stories. You've heard it. There's nothing new under the sun when it comes to all that stuff, except the idea that this guy Ramsey is a bad guy somehow because of what's in his past, and we've already rejected. If you're just joining the program, welcome to the Good Day Show with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Roberta now will not be back till Monday, so we are focused, as usual, on what in our own world seems to be the most important word of the day, most important stories, things that you ought to maybe give a little more time to in your head. And so it brings me around to thinking about what we are putting into our bodies that we eventually are going to see getting into our head. How many of you feel like you have to start the day with a cup of coffee, or you have to have some kind of a drink that has caffeine in it so that you can get a start? Is there anybody, Kenny, you're up all night working on this program. Do you have coffee or other things that keep you attentive and alert?
I have a lot of iced tea, but half the time it's caffeinated.
It's all right. So the idea here that's been put forth, the FDA thinks we ought to ban caffeine for children. Defining children may be an important part of this, but for the purposes of discussion, those of you who are parents and you're getting your children ready to go to school today, hopefully that means that the child is getting attention that he or she needs before he or she goes off to get on the bus or walk to school or whatever other way it is that they get to school. And in order for them to be attentive, do you have to artificially sort of prop yourself up? If you're around the house and you're drinking coffee and you're smoking a cigarette and you're getting your children ready to go to school, what does that tell them about what they need to do as they grow up? And it's not about guilt. It's about thinking about your responsibility. And whether or not this ban for caffeine in children's drinks is going to have any impact at all, because they're going to see you going for it, and they're going to do, because children do, what their parents do. They're going to want to go for it. So what's the meaning of this? Unless caffeine is banned, period, you're not going to have any effect on the well-being of the children, because they want to do what you do. So unless you stop smoking and drinking coffee, then the child's going to want to do that. So all of this stuff, the government can say, we can't do this anymore. But that doesn't mean anything, because you know, we all know the government is meaningless. I said cynically before we went on the air, I don't know, Kenny, you probably heard me, that the only reason that the FDA wants to ban it is because there's no money in it for Monsanto. And so here we go with another discussion of what the government needs to do to protect you from whatever is out there. So why is it, if it's bad for children, why is it allowed? Why is it illegal?
They're talking about an across-the-board look at caffeine and products. I don't think they're looking at specifically, because listen to some of the products that they're putting caffeine in, and I don't even know how you would do this.
Right. Potato chips. Chewing gum.
Peanuts. I can understand how you're doing.
Jelly beans.
There are sport packs of jelly beans that have as much caffeine in them as 5 cups of coffee.
But isn't the aim to keep this stuff away from children and not to keep it away from adults?
Well, the concern is that it's being marketed on social media, mm-hmm. and that kids would have access to it. Mm. But it's not like they're saying, okay, everybody 25 and older or 18 and older can buy these gums with caffeine in them, and everybody 18, you know, you'll have to show an ID. It's just, I think they're looking at it across the board.
May I offer something, a different, well, I've already given you one different thing. May I offer one other thing for the food for thought department?
Still the Doug Steffen Show, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to short circuit what you're explaining. Ahead. But the idea, and again, I go back to what's in your head, literally, what's in your head. How does the caffeine that you ingest affect the other chemical makeup of your body? What is it doing? I know for one that somebody that I'm very close to, whose name you know, I will not mention her name at the moment, when she drinks caffeine, it has an impact on other things that are part of where she is at her stage in life. And it's been strongly suggested that she not ingest caffeine, and she's taken that idea. You know, she drinks some tea once in a while, but she's not drinking coffee because she knows it's not good for her. It does things. It can interact with your system so that your system doesn't function properly. And you know what? You want to really drill into this? How do you know that this crazy man in Cleveland or this woman who is convicted of killing her boyfriend or any of the other things that are going on in the world that are sordid, how do you know those things didn't take place because someone, these people, drank something or ate something or ingested something that altered the chemical balance in their brain? And, you know, I'm not suggesting that's the designer defense here, but what I'm telling you is that this, all of these things, your chemical makeup is so unique. There are so many things about you that are so unique that you put these things into your body and you don't know what they're going to do to your brain and what they're going to make you feel like, whether you're going to have some kind of chemical reaction that'll do things to your brain and the rest of your body.
Of hallucinogenic drugs, you know. Who's going to walk out and do a hardcore drug because they know what it does to their body? Yet, caffeine.
Well, I think a lot of people would do that.
A lot of people do it, but most
people do it.
Most
people, they want to alter their state. They're not happy with their state.
But then these things, you know, like caffeine, it just kind of has a gradual effect. It's not something that just comes and pounds you in the head and says, oh, look, now all of a sudden your mental state is here.
Jennifer, you used to drink a lot of coffee and you stopped.
I did, yes.
So do you still drink some coffee while you're on the air here?
I drink one cup in the morning, yes.
That's it, right. Mm-hmm. What could you drink that you'd feel...
the dilemma.
Yeah. You could drink decaf. You could drink... I mean, you can drink an herbal tea. I do that sometimes if I still want something hot after I'm done with my coffee. I might have herbal tea. You know, I might have green tea during the day, which has a little bit of caffeine in it. But, you know, I feel when I'm off of caffeine, I feel less jittery and less anxious, which I'm usually anxious anyway, so I usually don't need the caffeine
to make me more anxious. Why? But why are you anxious?
Why? I don't know. I've always dealt with anxiety issues throughout my life, and so I know that that caffeine is not my best choice because of that. It makes me feel more jittery and more on edge, so I would rather stick to stuff that makes me feel better. Now, do I give it up completely? Absolutely not. There are days when I say, I need a cup of coffee in the afternoon, or I need, you know, but I definitely don't drink as much as I used to.
Richie, you don't drink coffee at all, do you?
I do not. I have some tea.
Have you ever had a cup of coffee?
Oh, I have, yeah. I just don't like it.
I don't either. I've never had a cup, not knowing what it tastes like, kind of tasting coffee ice cream or smelling it, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
That's really strange. But you know what gets me, and what scares me, actually, the stuff that I'll never buy is the stuff in the stores that have the 5-hour energy drinks. Because it makes me feel like those are heart attacks in a can, like just waiting to happen.
Those things scare me.
I've never had them, and I've never even wanted to buy them. And it also freaks me out when people drink Red Bull with vodka, because you've heard these things in bars. It can kill you if you drink too many of them, because the caffeine brings you up while the alcohol brings you down and your body
implodes.
I will
never forget walking through our local Target store one day and seeing this, I don't know, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid walk down the aisle, and he had like 2 6-packs of one of the Monster drinks or Red Bull under his arm. You know, and I guess he was there with his parents, and he went over to get his things. And so he was walking by himself down the aisle with these 2 6-packs of Red Bull under his arm, basically talking to himself. Just basically not controlling his bodily functions whatsoever, just like... And I was like, man, look at this kid. He is totally out of control.
So do you think beer does that for you?
No.
No. You sure?
No, beer's not a stimulant. It's a depressant.
I'm not talking about whether it stimulates or it depresses you. Does it have an effect on you?
Oh, sure it does.
The chemical in the beer... or any alcoholic...
A lasting effect?
Yeah.
Not that I can really see. I mean, I don't know. I don't drink enough. I mean, how much would you need to drink for it to have a lasting effect?
I have the slightest idea. I think it's different.
I just came out of New Orleans for a weekend, so...
the chemical... your body will react... I used to have a friend who was about the same build as you, but he was taller.
Yeah.
He could drink six-packs of beer and not be affected at all.
36 beers?
Ugh. He could drink beer all weekend, and it wouldn't affect
him. Probably drinking Miller Lite.
I don't know what he was drinking.
That just makes me full thinking about it.
You have to go to the bathroom a lot.
All right, food for thought. 888-302-3684 and facebook.com/goodday plus Twitter at good day. All ways that you can be in touch with us. Plus, you can take our first names and send the email at like to Doug at DougStefan.com. How about that for a deal? 18 after the hour.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 518. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pure Organic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pure Organic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sounder for American Idol. It gets me all keyed up, even though I don't even watch the show. I like sort of how it separates us from whatever else may be on our mind. As soon as you hear that, you're ready for some news about American Idol last night. Cree Harrison. Now we're down to three, right? We're down to three,
yes,
Jennifer?
We're okay. Down to three.
All right, so Cree Harrison opened the program with Perfect. Seems to be with her. Did you walk through the television room while your wife was watching this?
My wife is out of town now. She's in Columbia, so yeah. I won't see American Idol until she comes back.
Really?
Yeah. When does the show end?
3 weeks. Is it next week? No.
Yeah.
Next week? I will not see it.
How are they going to get rid of three people?
They're going to get rid of one person this week, and then it's going to be down to two next week, and there'll be one winner.
I might have to watch the finale. Mm.
All right, so the judges liked this Cree Harrison performance.
I like it too.
All right, next up was Candace Glover last night following Cree with One.
You say one love.
So good.
One life is one need.
So we all decided we like Angie best.
One love.
It's hard. They all have amazing voices.
Yeah.
Even Amber had the last four.
We left,
But, you know, you look at Angie, and she has the talent of playing an instrument. She's amazing on that piano. And she's also got, quote-unquote, the look. So, you know, she's kind of like the total marketing package. And I'm sure that American Idol producers are licking their chops at the prospect of her being the idol.
Mm-hmm. All right, so these three, as Jennifer suggested, another performance round tonight, where it'll be after tonight down to two, and you have to vote. This is not where the judges have any impact. Well, I suppose they do because of what they say about the various contestants, but they are not voting. You are voting. And the judges seem to encourage people to support Candace here because their reaction was good for this first time. Remember, they did three different performances.
You can't pick apart their voices.
So Candace Glover, number two on the hit parade. Angie Miller closes this round with Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
She's not playing the piano here like she normally does. What's the theme here with these song titles? Anybody know?
I don't know.
What'd you say, Jen?
I don't know.
Oh, it seems to me that sorry
seems like you're doing power ballads.
The next round had other songs. I'm trying to see here. They all look like they're ballads. And kind of sad ballads, too.
Well, Perfect wasn't. That's a Pink song.
So, tonight the voting, and then it goes on and on. Also, The Voice was on last night, and there were some interesting things. Wasn't there a discussion? I remember last year, well, I guess it was X Factor, though it wasn't Voice, where the producers at least talked about not being on at the same time, on the same nights. But now that's come back around. So who does better in the ratings, Jennifer? You're the television person.
The Voice has been winning the nights consistently, but this is the first night that they went head-to-head with live shows. So we'll have to see what the ratings are today, or I will see what the ratings are today.
That would be very nice. Jennifer actually has a television report coming up in the next half hour. Highlights from that, Jen?
Oh, renewals and pilot season. I'll tell you about that, yes.
All right, so that's coming up. Plus a little more on Michael Jackson, perhaps more than you may need to know.
He's still dead.
He is still dead. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, after a meal or a drink, it's not unusual to see cats lick their lips and wash off the fur surrounding their mouths. Contrary to what most owners believe, lip licking isn't restricted to cleaning activities. Sometimes it indicates that a cat is a little nervous or distracted by something going on around her. However, it's important that owners should always be on the lookout for abnormal amounts of licking around the mouth. Many, many, many cats suffering from some form of dental pain will spend more time licking or pouring around their face and jaws. Some studies actually suggest, listen to this, it's amazing, that over 90% of all cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. So observe your cat carefully. She may be telling you she needs to go see the veterinarian or get some dental work. You know, they're not in the wild anymore. They're not chasing down animals. We feed them. So making sure your cat's teeth are kept clean are really, really important. If you notice a pouring in her mouth, it could be trying to distress herself, but it also could mean a trip to the vet is necessary. Don't put it off. It could save your cat's life. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's my favorite of all the intros. I told you that, Richie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's very good. It's 33 after the hour. Is that a fit?
Feel to it.
This is Doug, along with Rich and Ken and Jennifer on the Good Day program, trying to point out to you some of the most important stories of the day, things that you'll probably want to talk about if you're preparing for Mother's Day. That's a cool thing. I was just thinking about the big news. Everybody's idea of news is different.
Mm-hmm.
So the big news on the farm today is that we have, yesterday had three calves.
Oh, fun.
And the boys outnumber the girls 2-1 at the moment.
Those
and the
are
total,
good odds.
Well, the total is, since we start about mid-April having calves, and we've got about 30, usually they come on an average of one a day. We've got about 30 now, I think 17 boys and 13 girls. I think that's where it stands at the moment. And you know how I am always talking to people who love this program, who are from that walk of life, who grew up in the walk of life. I grew up in it, and I happened to be able to create a way for me to stay in it. Not always has it been excuse me, the easiest or the smartest thing that I ever did, perhaps depending on how you value what's smart. But at any rate, those of you who remember my best pal, Edgar, and his years on the farm here, and the fact that he died last year, and a whole different thing sort of happened on the farm. And one of the best things that happened, as you can focus on what's right, I'm really trying to have us all come around to focus on what's right and not what's wrong. So it's wrong that Edgar's not here. Yep, that's true. But there's a young fellow who came to work. His father actually was working here. And his father was a ne'er-do-well. His father was nothing special at all. This kid, however, is a special kid. And he sort of adopted us, and we adopted him. So that now, and he's only 20, he came here when he was 19, I think he's 22, maybe not 23 yet. And Edgar's wife, Georgette, about whom you hear me speak frequently, took over after Edgar did when it came to keeping the records of the animals, sort of trying to keep people focused on how the care and well-being of the animals is really what we stand for.
The farm mom, basically.
Yeah, I guess you would call her that. That's very good, Richie. I hadn't thought about her in that way, but yeah, she's the farm mom. And so she, for the rest of the time last year that Edgar wasn't here, took the reins of responsibility and taught this kid what Edgar hadn't taught him. So that this year, Georgette, who feels like she must distance herself from this place because of the obvious memories of her husband, she and her husband working here for as long as they did. So now Jose is in charge. And this kid has taken the responsibility and gone right to town with it, to the point where we have really healthy animals. He's very responsible. He's doing a superb job. And he brought a fellow that grew up with him that came to this country. Interesting, you know, we talk about all the stuff about illegal and legal and what they go through to make sure these people have done it right and try to bring everybody in because the original part of the family that was legal, that even was born here, there's other cousins, and you know, this is what happens. One or two of the members of the family come, and everybody else wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them do it legally, and some of them do it illegally. And they know that I'm a nutcase on this, and they have to prove to me that they are here the way they're supposed to be here. And that's not really the main point of this. The main point is that here's somebody who grew up with really nothing and was abused pretty badly as a kid by this idiot who is his stepfather. And he's thrown all of that stuff off. And the second reason I tell you the story is because we all have an opportunity to make a choice. You can go down road A. Remember the old, what's the baseball player that we always laugh about? When you get to the fork in the road, take it. Who is the
Yogi Berra?
Yogi Berra, thank you. Get to the end. So, but we all have forks in the road. I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't had the farm to go to. I really don't. Because everything about my life growing up as a kid was so completely dysfunctional, a word we use a lot now. But then you think about it, everybody's life is dysfunctional. We all come from crazy families, or many of us do anyway. And so this boy, who's become a man, has really done a wonderful job. And I give you that as an example. When I look at the cows walking around the yard, everybody, Meredith gets horrified when she sees the calves laying next to the driveway or something, and the mother's out walking around. Well, that's how we do. We give them a little freedom at first for them to just sort of stretch their legs. And so I look at this, and I think about how these amazing stories we have the choice of being able to do great things, or we have the choice of destroying our lives. One of the most amazing and destructive things about humankind is that we seem to have an innate knack of focusing on what's wrong more than what's right. And that's why I've been off on a toot this morning, if you're just joining us, about the news. These horrible things have happened to these women in Cleveland, and this woman that killed her boyfriend, and how these creatures like Nancy Grace that have just taken this and gone on and on and on and on. People say that excessively focusing on what's wrong is actually a biological instinct.
No, no doubt.
It makes it harder for us to live in the now. You know, that's also something this year that I have very much become focused on as a sort of disciple, a new disciple, this guy Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. So if we focus on what's wrong,
it's obviously a defense mechanism.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But yet it adds so much stress to our lives, Richie.
Yeah.
If you can somehow retrain your brain to focus on the good things that happen, something, I guess I ask, why not accept the right that is right and enjoy it, rather than the right you have to be angry or upset or so concerned about what other people are doing. And I, again, go back to something. This is the main point of any news story of the day, and I'm so glad we asked this question, Kenny, on Twitter. This guy who found these girls in this home in Cleveland, these a-holes, and one of the newspapers, the Plain Dealer. Well, but they started digging to find out more about this guy.
But you don't have to.
But I am angry, and you're right. I'm upset because they try to make this guy look like a bad guy, when in fact here he is the good guy. And there's no way you could translate this or try to make, even though they'll try somehow in a salacious way, well, this guy had his own problems with abuse. So what? He still found and freed, or made it possible for these three women to be freed. That is the story. All right, I'm off my...
And maybe having this event take place in his life will...
Will change him.
Change him.
Somebody asked him if he wanted reward money, and he said, no, give it to the girls. I mean, to me, that says that speaks volumes for this guy's character at this point now. Did he make a slip-up? Probably, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. Everybody has.
Who's perfect?
Exactly.
Yeah. We asked the question
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the response, Kenny, on our Facebook page and Twitter to the question, I forget, Richie, how you phrased it or whether Kenny wrote it, who has something in, who doesn't have something in his or her life?
Everybody sit back for 10 seconds and take a look at your past. Do you have something that somebody could dig up and make you look like a monster?
Not a thing.
Yes. You're
okay.
The only one.
So here's, now, having said that, here's one more angle.
So before you leave that, would that keep you from possibly doing something good? Because you are afraid of attention that
you might
get.
That's what I think. If you get picked apart when you actually do something heroic, that is right. Then who's going to do it anymore? Who's going to take that leap?
Let's go one more step. Richie has made it clear that he would not hire anybody once he looked at their Facebook or Twitter pages, and if there's anything there that was irregular, no matter how far back it goes, you wouldn't hire him.
No, I didn't. I tell you that I look at everybody's Facebook page before I hire them to get a sense of who they are.
Right.
And that there are certain circumstances where I'm like, you know what, I'm just not comfortable with this.
And people that are stupid enough to post those kind of things on social media, you probably don't want working for you anyway.
Now, there are also other circumstances. I mean, I won't say who, but people working here now where I saw some things where I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. But you know what? It won't affect.
Talking about Michael Fortier.
Yeah, specifically.
All right.
Yeah. But it didn't affect me. But I will tell you this also. We're about to get our batch of summer interns in here. And every now and then, you will see something on their Facebook page, and you're like, I go to them and I say, you probably ought to not have that there in the stage.
See, you're helping them. You are helping them.
You are about to go out looking for a job.
Yeah.
After you finish this internship, I would probably close off that part of your Facebook page to the public.
All right, speaking of jobs, good teeth will help you get a better job. And if you don't believe that, talk to some people who have been turned down and they've realized that it was because of how they looked, not what they had in their heads. Some people are very smart. But they communicate well, but they don't look good. And a lot of jobs, you know as well as I do, people, we're talking about it here, some people are just superficial. And not that they aren't just focused on themselves, but if you're in a public circumstance, you're doing business with people, people are very judgmental, like it or not. They come in and they look at somebody behind the counter. Let's say you go to a jewelry store. You want to talk to a person who's selling high-quality jewelry who's got yellow, ugly teeth? You think that's going to
It's all about
work?
Shoes? Nails and teeth. That's absolutely
that's
the truth.
Right. What about the hair?
And the hair.
Sometimes people have just unfortunate hair, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so how do we got two products that deal with that. The first one is Power Swabs that has to do with getting the unbelievably embarrassing yellow off of your teeth. You've tried other whitening toothpastes. Didn't make it, right? Because the stains are still there. You don't want those ugly stains. You've tried strips. The stains are still there, right? You've tried those painful, sensitive tubs that you stick. What do they call those things? The trays you stick up on your mouth? Supposed to clean, you leave them there for an hour. They don't work either. The only thing that works well and is safe for you is Power Swabs. First tooth whitening system, lifting stains off your teeth in 5 minutes. It is not a bleach. It is a concoction of things that come from coconut oil. Somehow or other, this Dr. Ginniger figured out that you could put that on your teeth. I mean, this guy has been researching this for 30 years. He came up with a formula. So now all of your teeth, your natural teeth, veneers, bonds, caps, and crowns can be cleaned. Call 800-865-7602 for your order of Power Swabs. Try it today. Start showing off your teeth tomorrow. 800-865-7602. I gave you that number right? 800. I always have to make sure because some of these numbers, they got so many different numbers here. 800-865-7602. You will be smiling more. You'll be liking it. You'll be telling other people about Power Swabs and how it worked for you. So if you dial that number, 800-865-7602, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail cost of Power Swabs. 800 800- 866-405-7602. Please.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google, Inc.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 518. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate on 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
That's the truth.
Perfect. Okay, so Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, what are they doing there?
They have done it again.
Yeah.
They've said they're not going to stock sizes XL or XXL for women anymore because they don't want fat women in their stores.
They don't want them wearing their clothes.
They don't want them anywhere.
When did they stop?
How do you get away with this, though?
It has gone all over social media. Everybody has seen it. Like, every woman now hates these people.
Two things I can tell you for sure.
Go to Lord & Taylor
instead. I cannot shop at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah.
And I cannot shop at, what's the other, Banana
Republic.
Republic,
you don't.
Really?
Wow,
what happens at Banana Republic? Really?
Yeah.
Real men.
Last time, Meredith took me to the Gap, and we bought some jeans that she thinks are cool-looking on me. And shirts.
This was my best TV report ever, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I forgot. No. So you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Don't anybody go anywhere. Jennifer is going to have all the time she needs in 2 minutes.
I don't need that much time.
No, you're going to get all the time you want in 2 minutes.
I don't even want to do the TV
stand
report.
Stand by.
I know. I'm over it.
No, Jennifer does the television report in a matter of moments here.
I like
don't
your
go,
jeans, though.
Don't go to Abercrombie & Fitch.
It's time to
to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
The Stones?
That is the Stones.
Hi, did you see all the information about their tour and how they're having to discount tickets?
Yeah, because they made them too expensive.
Yeah.
Well, what are they? Well, how much are they? No.
Weren't they over 300 or something?
Oh!
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was absolutely
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
I just paid $120 for McCartney tickets.
Really?
Which I think is crazy.
That's actually a good deal, though, for $120.
You're right. Right, but yeah. I'm not, I mean, I just, at the Jazz Fest, I paid $45 to see Willie Nelson, Maroon 5, Papa Gross Funk,
yeah, that's not.
And
that's
18 just, other bands.
Gotta be crazy. All right, so anyhow.
I don't do that.
I knew the. I know, Richie, how you are.
Yeah.
All right.
They're a great concert, though.
We promised Jennifer she could have as much time as she needed because Tom Kreidler is out today, so the money pit.
I'll be here with your home improvement tips.
Right.
If you have anything that you need, do it yourself.
The way to improve your home life is to turn off your television set.
My tool belt is actually pink. My tool kit is pink. And I can swing that hammer like nobody's.
I bet you can. Help yourself.
All right. Well, let's start from the top, shall we? Michael C. Hall, who is very famous for Dexter, where he revitalized his career, he's got a new job. He's going to executive produce a brand new series for Showtime based on Matthew Spector's novel, American Dream Machine, which is a story of a talent agent and his troubled sons.
Yeah.
It's going to be set in Hollywood in the 70s and will move back and forth to modern times. He's going to also act in it and be part of the
See, the guy novel. I didn't know when we... Oh, that was Adam, somebody around
there. A very public battle with cancer, and
right.
People became kind of a fan of his because they were rooting for him.
But remember the day we had somebody like that on, and I didn't know him, and Richie, you gave me all kinds of starch about was it him or was it
Michael Anthony Hall?
Ah, okay.
You had no idea who Michael Anthony Hall
was.
I
never
wow.
could. No.
Wow.
Okay, Jennifer, thank
you. The 80s called. They want you to give them back their TVs, their right, movie star. Yeah. All right. So you think you can dance? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you think you can dance? It's coming back. It'll be back next season, or next week after American Idol for its 10th season. It'll premiere May 14th and 15th. And a lot of buzz is surrounding Arrested Development. I feel like we have a story about it every single day. They have set their official premiere date. 6 years after its cancellation, it will debut on May 26th on Netflix. 15 episodes. Instantly available right at the strike of midnight. But what's kind of fun here is they had a frozen banana stand that was part of the series. It was called Blue's Original Frozen Banana Stand. And they've started now popping these little frozen banana stands up in all these locations around London, which is very funny. Yeah. After more stops in the UK today, they'll cross the pond and they'll pop them up in different cities around the U.S. as well to promote the premiere of the show, which is fun. I would like a frozen banana right about now. Doesn't that sound kind of good and refreshing?
No. Frozen grapes are okay, but frozen
bananas are delicious. Dipped in chocolate, peanut.
Yeah.
Jane Kaczmarek from Malcolm in the Middle. Remember her?
Yep. Married formerly to Bradley Whitfield.
Yes, exactly. Yep. She's set to star in a brand new Fox comedy pilot called Friends and Family. It's adapted from a BBC series called Gavin and Stacey, and it'll also star Jason Ritter and Alexis Bledel. Kaczmarek is going to play Jason Ritter's mother, which will be kind of a fun one for her. She's always good in that mom role. And then Kristen Davis from Sex and the City is joining Ari Grainer and David Alan Grier and Sarah Gilbert in this Bad Teacher movie. This is the one that Cameron Diaz starred in when it was a movie. They're bringing the series to CBS about this kind of foul-mouthed, nasty teacher, and it's a star-studded cast. I honestly didn't think it was going anywhere, but it seems like they're putting together a lot of people for this, so big one. And then your buddy, Rich, Christian Slater, you love him, don't
you? Love him.
I know. He's joining Steve Zahn in an ABC drama pilot called Influence. It's a workplace ensemble following the complicated relationship between two brothers. He'll play a bipolar genius, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What is bipolar? People who have bipolar, are they geniuses normally?
Well, I don't know if they're always geniuses. People that are bipolar have very high highs and very low lows.
Mm-hmm. That's what defines bipolarism?
Yes.
Really? Huh. High highs and low lows.
Well, I mean, your mood, you don't have a steady mood. Your mood is either really, really good or really, really bad.
Uh-huh.
Big swings.
Yeah.
So that might describe Rich, then.
Sometimes, yes.
Right. Yeah. Never me.
Never. Oh, you are so well balanced, sir.
Yeah.
We just put you on that scale and you're just boom, yep. Straight right in the center.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I didn't notice that. You know what? It takes friends like you to point out those things that we all need.
You're welcome.
To make ourselves better, our lives better. Pretty much the whole, this program could be a bipolar experience for people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Watching the news is bipolar.
Yeah, it is. Living your life can be bipolar. All right. So another hour of great conversation. At least that's my spin on it.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?